ਤੁਸੀਂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰੋ sbs.com.au/punjabi ਉੱਤੇ।
Hi listeners, today we have got Andrew Charlton, Honourable Member Parliament for Parramatta, with us to share his views on the Voice to Parliament. Welcome to SBS Audio, Mr. Charlton.
Great to be with you, MP.
Mr. Charlton, as you know, the Voice to Parliament, only few days are left actually, not even a week left. The No campaign is kind of way ahead in all the polls. How far can the Yes camp come up in the last few hours, I can say, not even a few days?
Yes, well, there are only a few days to go, as you say, and all the polls do show that the Yes campaign has some ground to make up. I think if we're going to make up that ground, it will be amongst undecided voters. Mm-hmm. There are still a lot of people in Australia who are still focusing on this, still making up their mind. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they've been busy focused on other issues in their lives, and they're just turning their minds to the Voice to Parliament referendum now. And I think when those people really focus on the referendum, you know, they will come to see that this is a simple proposition that will move Australia forward and be a positive thing for our nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that that makes a big difference.
Many voters we spoke to say that they have no clarity about how the voice will work. So don't you think like that there should have been more clarity on the issue before putting it to vote?
Well, you know, I think there's been a lot of information out there about how the voice will work. You know, it's been explained that it is an advisory body. It has no power to make decisions, just to provide advice. It's been explained that the parliament will still be in full control. It's been explained that the advisory committee will be made up of First Nations people from around the country. So there has been a lot of information out there about how this will work. And the Prime Minister has also said that you know, any further details about how it's worked out will be determined by a bipartisan committee. People from Labor, people from Liberal, people from the other parties. Because I think when it boils down to it, this proposition isn't about Labor versus Liberal or Greens versus National. It's about how do we move our country forward? How do we recognise that in the past, lots of very challenging things have happened to Indigenous people? And if we want to move forward and become a more united country, we have to acknowledge those things. We have to recognise Indigenous people, and we have to take some steps to address their persistent disadvantage. And so that's not a Liberal question or a Labor question. That's a question about how we do the best thing for our nation, and everybody will make up their mind about the best way forward.
And do you think this information, the clarity, has flown down to the community, especially the migrant community?
Look, I think there's been a lot of effort to do so. You know, I would really encourage people to look online. The referendum information is all available. The change to the constitution, which is very short, it's just 4 lines mm-hmm. added to the constitution. People can find that online. I would really encourage people to read it. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. And it's something that everybody, I think, will realise when they read it is a very modest proposition. You know, I think the government and the Yes campaign have done a good job in translating the materials into mm-hmm. different languages. I think there's obviously more work to do, but everybody's been working hard to make sure that as much information as possible is out there. If I'm honest with you, I don't think that the barrier here is the amount of information that the government has provided. Mm-hmm. I think the barrier here is that many people are just busy. And they don't have a lot of time to focus on politics and constitutional questions. And also there's a lot of misinformation out there, mm-hmm. a lot of information floating around that has created confusion and isn't really true. So, you know, that just means we have more work to do in order to get the right information out there and put it into the hands of the people who will be making their decisions.
Mr. Charlton, there were some allegations that this referendum itself will create a division in the society. looking at the arguments and narratives in the last few weeks, don't you feel that concern was correct somehow?
Look, I think about it this way. I think about the day after the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
That's October the 15th. We wake up in the morning on October the 15th, and one of two things will have happened.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that we voted yes. And that means that Australians opened their heart to the most disadvantaged group in our community. We recognised the people who were on this continent first, and we said, we know that you are struggling. We know that you have low life expectancy. We know that you are in poor health. We know that your education outcomes are worse than everybody's else. We know that your poverty rates are higher. And we want to listen to you and work with you to solve those problems. That's option number one.
Mm-hmm.
Option number two is that our nation says no.
Yep.
We don't want to listen to you. We don't want to recognize you. Now, you tell me, which of those two is the more divisive outcome? I'll tell you what I think. I think that if we say yes, it will be uniting. I think we'll all feel better about ourselves as a nation. I think if we wake up the next morning and we've said no, that will be divisive. Dividing one part of the community against another, refusing to listen, refusing to take the hand of friendship that Indigenous people have stretched out before us. And I'll say one more thing. You know, Indigenous people are not asking for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not asking for land. They're not asking for money. They're not asking for anything extra to take anything away from anybody. All they're asking for, after losing their land, after being the subject of racism for so many years, after experiencing such disadvantage, all they're asking for is to be heard,
mm-hmm.
that people listen to them, and that we put in the Constitution that they were here first. They could be asking for a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
They're not asking for a lot more. They're just asking for this little thing. And that's why I think it's a good idea to say yes.
And Mr. Charlton, you have been focusing on the voters of Indian descent. Don't you feel that Parramatta area, it would have been better to have Sameer Pandey as the Lord Mayor during this period?
Well, Sameer Pandey was a fantastic Lord Mayor of Parramatta. He is a very good friend of mine and somebody who I support very strongly. He is a man of great integrity, great vision. And I'll tell you one thing, Sameer Pandey has a big future in Australian mm-hmm. politics and a big future in the Australian Labor Party. You know, he has gone on to take a very significant role with the New South Wales Labor Party right across the state, leading the engagement with the South Asian community. And you know, your listeners should know that he is a person that they should watch out for the future, because he has a lot more to contribute to his community and to this nation.
So at this time, when we are going for voting for Voice to Parliament, his support wasn't like a big thing at this time?
Oh, Sameer's support has been outstanding. I was with him yesterday. He was at the Yes rally
yep.
yesterday. And you know, he is a fantastic person, someone who has made a big contribution and will make more big contributions in the future.
Sure. I will rephrase my question again, Mr. Charlton. When Sameer Pandey became the Lord Mayor, it was celebrated widely by the Indian community. When he is ousted, the community has right to know why it happened. Why hasn't the Labour Party leadership explained the reason for his for this leadership change?
Well, this is not a decision for the Labour Party leadership. This was a decision by the councillors of Parramatta Council, and that's a group of six people. This is not a decision made by the Labor Party. It's not a decision made by the Federal Labor Party, the State Labor Party. This is a decision made by the Labor Caucus. So that is the six people, seven people in the Parramatta Council.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not up to the New South Wales Labor Party to make this decision. They didn't make the decision, so it's not up to them to explain it. It's up to the people in the Parramatta Council to explain their decision, and I think they have. You know, they've made a decision to change the mayor. The new mayor is a good man by the name of Pierre Esba. Mm-hmm. That's the decision that they made.
And finally, what are your views on India-Australia relationships in the light of Canada's allegations that Indian government may have been involved in the murder of Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar?
Well, as you know, I've recently written a book about Australia's relationship with India.
Yeah, I was coming to that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the point of the book is that Australia's relationship with India has never been better. You know, this year we had Prime Minister Modi visit Australia, and he was the first Indian Prime Minister to visit Australia twice. And this year, Prime Minister Albanese visited India twice, becoming the first Australian Prime Minister to visit India twice in 1 year. So, you know, Australian-Indian relations have really never been stronger in our entire diplomatic relationship. And it's very important that we continue to foster those good relations. Now, of course, there are issues in between Canada and India at the moment. Those investigations are ongoing. But from our perspective, you know, we think the Indian diaspora are valued and important contributors to Australia's multicultural society. We very much value the Indian diaspora, and we very much value our relationship with India.
And finally, any message to the community? Just a wrap-up message, please.
Well, my message to the community is that, you know, Australia is a great democracy, just like India is a great democracy, and every vote counts. And people, I would really encourage them to look at the wording of the proposed change to the Constitution, read it, and once you read it, you'll realise that it is simple. It is a very small request from Indigenous people, and it's, I think, a request that if we say yes to, we'll wake up the next day on October the 15th and be a stronger, more united nation.
Thank you, Mr. Charlton, Honourable Member Parliament, Parramatta. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
SBS Pop Desi.
SBS Pop Desi.
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਹੋਰ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀਆਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਪਸੰਦ ਕਰੋਗੇ? ਐਪਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਗੂਗਲ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ, ਸਪੋਟੀਫਾਈ ਜਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੋ।